الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال في اليوم 100 مرة سبحان الله وبحمده حطت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في كتاب الدعوات. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends, Alhamdulillah, it's a great honor for everyone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiqa to perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'at. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahullah used to say, if after one Salat you get the tawfiq of reading another Salat, this is a sign that your earlier Salat was accepted. Because a king only allows you a second visit into his courtyard if your first visit was accepted. So Alhamdulillah, we read Isha Salat with Jama'at and now we are reading Fajr Namaz. So Alhamdulillah, this is a sign of the acceptance of the last Salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to become of those individuals that read all our Salat inshaAllah in the Masjid with Jama'at. But Fajr Namaz is very, very special. And the reason is because the first Salat that was read on the earth after the creation of man, or after Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was brought down from Jannah into this world, the first Salat that was read was Salatul Fajr. So Alhamdulillah, this is a manifestation, or this is a way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given me and you. I just want to highlight to you inshallah, if we can do 9 things in the morning, after Fajr, if you can do 9 things, inshallah you will see immense barakah during the course of your entire day. So I will just enumerate them for you and I will finish. Inshallah, after Fajr, normally, mashallah, it's everyone wants to go to sleep. So the first point, this is why, mashallah, when Imam Sahib gave the chair, I said, I'd rather stand. Because when you sit down on the chair, you become too comfortable. So number one. The first thing you want to do is try not to sleep after Fajr. Unless, example, if there is a long time. There is a hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, where Rasulullah salam made special dua for the mornings of this ummah. In Sunan Abi Dawood, the Messenger of Allah salam made dua, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, grant my ummah barakah in its early mornings. So number one, try and not sleep after Fajr. On one occasion, Rasulullah ﷺ went past the house of Sayyida Fatima, which was right next to the house of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, and he told Sayyida Fatima, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved daughter, wake up, ishhadi rizq rabbik, wa la takuni min al-ghafilin. Wake up and witness the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not become ghafil. So inshallah, you know, and if you can make a timetable from the very, very early morning, as Tanvir Rahmatullahi used to say, someone who does not have a timetable, that individual is a brother of shaitan, because you're going to waste time. So number one, inshallah, try and not to sleep if you possibly can after Fajr Namaz. Example, sometimes in the summer when the days are very, very long and Fajr Namaz is very, very early, if you have to sleep for minimal time, Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, the example of the day is like a rope. The first part of the day, or the first part of the rope, will determine the strength of the rope. In the same manner, how you pass your mornings will determine the rest of the day. You know, unfortunately, on Sundays, we all go to sleep after Fajr. And you know what happens. Half of the entire day is gone. So, number one, inshallah, try not to sleep after Fajr. Number two, if you can in the morning, do tahmid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does the Quran start? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So the first thing you do in the morning is do tahmid and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah has given us. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. There is a hadith, if an individual can do this, if I remember rightly, it's in Sunan Ibn Majah. If you can do this, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kafani wa awani, number one. Number two, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani wa saqani. Number three, Alhamdulillahi alladhi manna alayya wa afadal. And number four, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi'izzatika an tunajjiyani minan nar. You read that Rasulullah alayhi salam says it's as if you have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the praises of the entire creation. So if we can do that, inshallah. Number three, if we can read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times every morning. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari in Kitab al-Da'wat. Anyone who reads 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. The last hadith of Bukhari is complete. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. But in Kitab al-Da'wat, it's just Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times. If we can do that, inshallah, no matter how many sins an individual has recorded against him, inshallah, they will be forgiven. But this refers to minor sins, not major, because according to the ittifaq of the ulama, for that you need tawbah. So number one, do not sleep after fajr. Number two, tasbih. Number three, tahmid. Number four, start your day with the recital of the Quran. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, as soon as he woke up, what did he read? He read the Quran. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Kitab al-Tafsir, in the commentary of the last ayat. And mashallah, my advice to everyone, we should never say, this is verse number 10 of surah number fulan. For me and you don't translate ayat. Ayat is an ayat. Every ayat of the Quran is a miracle. So you don't translate ayat. If it's an ayat, say an ayat. Why are you translating ayat and saying verse number 10? What does a verse mean to me and you? For me and you, it should be ayat. Why? Because every ayat of the Quran is a miracle. And that's what the word ayat means. Rasulullah in Kitab al-Tafsir, in the commentary of Surah Ali Imran, the last entire ruku, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentions the hadith al-Mabit. He mentions where Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Rasulullah alayhi salam used to read, "Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, wa akhtilafi al-layli wal nahar," until the end of the surah. So he used to read the entire ruku. That is how the morning of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam started. Why are we not able to read? Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurayn radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, "Law tahurat qulubuna ma shabi'at min qulubi rabbina." Sayyidina Uthman used to say, if our hearts were clean, we would never become satiated with the kalam of our Lord. So you know, Sayyidina Uthman used to say, I don't know how people live without reciting the Quran every morning. So this is number three. So again, do not sleep after Fajr. Tasbih, Tahmid, Quran. Number five, durood upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Every day, if you possibly can, according to Allama Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahimahullah, if you can do it 300 times, that is ideal. Because of the ihsanat of the Messenger of Allah and the shortest durood sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At least maybe, inshallah, we can do that. The next one is istighfar. And ideally, istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfar. The one that is mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Kitab al-Da'wat, from Sayyidina Shaddad ibn Aws. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdik. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, if you read it muqinan biha, you are fully convicted that inshaAllah Allah Ta'ala will pardon your sins. Inshallah, if you die during that day, you will die as a shaheed. So if you can read that, inshallah. Thereafter, Salatul Duha. Sometime during the day, before Zawal, if you can read maybe 2 rakats, 4 rakats. Why? Because every morning, Bani Adam wakes up, there is a sadaqah on your body. And how do you, there are 360 limbs. Just 2 rakats will do for all the kafara of every single limb of the human body. And thereafter, so that is number 7. Number 8, Tawakkulan ala Allah. You say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, wa hasbi Allah, la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu. So inshallah, you do tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one is, you try and spend whatever minimal amount you can. And mashallah, for yourselves to be reminded is absolutely no problem. Because this is Masjid Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. And he was known for his spending. Sayyida Aisha used to make dua for Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him. Because he took the expenses of the Azwaj Mutahharat after the demise of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So inshallah, spend whatever amount you can. Dinarun anfaqtahu fi sabilillah. Sorry, dinarun anfaqtahu ala ahlik. The dinar that you spend on your family, this is the best dinar that you are going to spend. So inshallah, every day you wake up in the morning, whatever sense you can give, maybe 1 rand, 2 rands, whatever we can, inshallah, just leave to one side. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us immense barakah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to implement what has been said. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.